Hey, how's it going, everyone? My name is Jose Huaroco with Ripple Revenue, and today I got something incredible to talk to you about. And it's going to be AI and events, and basically how to use AI and bring them into events to not only create more engagement, but ultimately get more ticket sales. Now, AI has been out for, I think, about 2 years now. And just this last year, I began testing different things on it and basically just started to use it, the damn thing and the events. And I was honestly pretty surprised on how good this thing is. And it wasn't good at first. And not because AI isn't good or anything, but because I didn't really know how to use it. And I was being very generic with it, as in I was just, make me 5 ads for Facebook to sell my event, and you know, hoped for the best and read through all the options and kept going through more and more and more and more, until I kind of stumbled upon, after reading and researching and, you know, using my own knees, falling a couple times to figure all this shit out, to be honest. So, long story short, throughout the year, I started to use this AI stuff. And like I said, I was using very simple inputs and going through all these different headline possibilities and Facebook ad possibilities, copy, which one made sense, copying, modifying it to the way I would say it or I would do it, to get more engagement, basically, right? To get more sales. So I kept doing different things, and I was able to use it for about 6 different events. But I will be showcasing 2 good events that I feel that showcase very good the power of AI, and basically how it's gonna really change everything. And right now, people are still catching up to just normal video ads for events. Some people still use posters and other different things. And it's not to say that none of these other things don't work. It's just saying that the algorithms are changing and they're basically wanting more videos. Why? Well, because you stay on it more. You do a good term to call it is doom scroll more. And the more people doom scroll, the more ads are played and the more everyone's getting paid, basically. So, why is this important? Well, after all these fails and trying to figure all these different things out, I started to add different things, different specific inputs, parameters, if you call it, to this AI. I don't know if you guys used AI, ChatGPT. It's threads, and in specific threads, I would use specific perspectives and to talk in certain ways. And this is where things start to change a lot, because before all that, I was messing up terribly. Like I said, I was reading through a lot of headlines, a lot of Facebook ads, just trying to see which one I like, because I was fully determined to just use this tool, to not rely on how I do it, which I've been doing this since probably 2015, just blank sheet, and get into it. But you know, not blank sheet, maybe back there or maybe on the computer on notes. I love Apple Notes, but anyways, not to solely rely on myself, but to have this tool that everyone was talking so crazy about to help me actually do things better, quicker. And my main goal was really to do this thing quicker. So once I started to put all these perspectives in and to talk like this and to think in the shoes of the customer, or please include FOMO, which is fear of missing out, all these different tactics that I know because, you know, I've done my research on these things and I basically geek out about this stuff all the time. Now, I started to use these parameters and start to test different things, mixed and matching. For instance, a good example would be this would be what it will look like before. Make me a Facebook ad for my event on October 16th. And here's the lineup list, right? Okay, cool. So it would, you know, typically just give you either one Facebook ad or give you some to choose from. So, you know, you do due diligence and you're trying to figure out which one looks best. And to most people, it did it. So that's good enough, right? And that's where you will be starting to separate yourself from everyone else, because everyone else just wants to do things generic and boom. But they're missing that secret sauce, that why ads convert, why things actually make sales. And these are the just little small things that add up to the main goal, basically. The new input would be, let's create a Facebook ad in one of my favorite authors have been Russell Brunson. I love how this dude does copywriting and all his funnels and stuff. I just like the way he structures things and makes things understandable. So I asked ChatGPT to not only make me a Facebook ad, but to make it in his copywriting style. But not only that, I already know that the best way to talk to people is at a fifth grade reading level. And it's not because it's, you know, you want to use big words to look distinguished or, you know, there's a time and place for all these things. It's just not on the internet. You want people to understand what you're saying on that website or landing page as quick as possible. You don't want to miss a beat on that. You don't want to be messing around with sentences that are structured weird or hard to read or too much text. You want to be boom, boom, right to the point. No messing around when it comes to your first landing page or, you know, your website. So I added that to the parameter. What else did I add? I went ahead and told it to give me a good headline, create the body, and, you know, not only talking about the lineup, but getting them excited about it. Be vague about it. Don't give too much information. My only goal for these ads are for them to click. Because once they click, they're already, you know, if you did your stuff right, this should already hit your pixel as soon as they click or Facebook, you know. Hold on, let me step back. Any interaction with your ad is good. If they clicked in the video and opened it up, that's amazing. If they clicked liked on it, that's good. If they just watched the video to 50% or more, that's good. Like all the things I mentioned right now are different ways you can retarget it people. So your main goal for these ads are truly just to get people interested. The website, or basically the ticket processor's only job is to make you sales for that event. Now, don't you forget that ads have its own goal as per se your ticket sales, or not your ticket sales, but your ticket processors. So once I added all these parameters, I honestly looked at these things, at these ads, and I was just like, Jesus, these are really good. Like, these are way too good, actually. It almost made me feel bad in a way, because I was like, damn, that would have took me, I don't know, 30 minutes to create a couple of them. And from there, I'm still like massaging them, you know, that's to create them. I haven't even massaged them yet. And what I mean by massaging is reading them back to myself and making sure that I would want to click it, or I would want to, you know, see what's next, basically. And that's just a good way to test your ads, to see if they'll work. I mean, nothing's going to be data, but, you know, it's a start on getting to the right, you know, right path. So I started using these parameters and everything changed. Right now, I have specific parameters that I use myself to do ads and do different things for different businesses that I work with. And it's great. Like, it does the work quick. And that's what you really want. You want this shit done quick. No messing around. Just get the stuff done, you know? And although AI is a really amazing tool, it doesn't separate you. You have to be still a separation. You still have to have that human touch to make it better. And by that, I mean putting your own parameters, your own perspectives that you know, like these little building blocks to create something amazing. And that is a true foundation of anything on AI, basically, you're trying to create. So there's that, man. What's the name? I start just talking about this stuff and how to use it. The next episode is going to be on specific parameters that you can use right now yourself that I'm using and made money on. And, you know, just mess around. Be curious. There's nothing better to this little tool than to just being curious, because it'll make you realize how you talk. And by that, I mean, are you clear in the way you talk? You can't simply go up to someone and say, like on the tool, you would say, make me a Facebook ad for this event. Anyone will make you a generic Facebook ad if they don't know what they're doing. So get curious. Hold on. Get some books. Just because this stuff is easy doesn't mean you can sit back and relax just yet. This is gonna really be able to, the good marketers are gonna be able to run circles around everyone quicker than ever before. And everything's just basically gonna be the same. It's gonna be like marketing on steroids. Oh, look at that. You guys get to see Tigre real quick for the action. All right, Tigre, excuse me. So think about that, you know? That's food for thought. This stuff is great and it definitely works for events. It's just that you need to be able to know these building blocks and just be able to research some of them to know how to be better and how to get the goal that you want, which is ticket sales. All right. So anyways, it was good to talk back on here. Tons of things have happened since the last episode. It's going to work out. So today is... What's today? Today is November something. So whenever this uploads, it uploads. Anyways. Till next time, see ya. Bye.